Here you go, Carl. This is a warm-up.
Jack Frost has certainly arrived.
Actually, it's a cold front out of Canada.
Saw the first star.
No kid.
Remember when you were a kid making your first wish on a star?
Yeah, it was 1954. The government of Jacobo Arbenz, leader of Guatemala, was toppled by a right-wing faction. I wished for the safety of him and his family and his speedy return to power.
I wanted skates.
I already had a pair.
Anything for maintenance yet?
No. They've been busy for 20 minutes.
Probably got the damn phone off the hook.
Till spring.
I think we're just going to have to put on some warm clothes and bundle up a bit.
Oh, Vaughn, I hate to bundle up. Who am I to hide all this?
I didn't ask you to pull me out.
Just get in here.
You're supposed to be a cop, not a lifeguard.
What do you got here?
This is Edward Yackel. Turn around.
Hey, you're all wet.
I consider myself pleasantly moist.
I was on my way, Bart, and I ran into this joker. He jumped into that fountain over by the park.
The heat was unbearable.
Where?
In here.
I had to wade in there to get him out. And then he gets a stargle, takes a couple of swipes at me.
I didn't mean to. My skin was starting to crackle.
Yeah, we heard it all before.
He don't understand. I'm a combustible. I could self-incinerate at any moment.
I'm serious.
Sounds like SHC. Spontaneous human combustion.
Oh, that again.
Nobody knows how or why it happens, but it seems that under the proper conditions, and with no explainable reason, certain people are not only capable of going up in flames, but also projecting tremendous amounts of fire and heat telekinetically.
Right. Roger, you want to take care of Mr. Yackel?
Not really.
Dietrich. Yackel. I wish you wouldn't encourage these people.
There are documented cases.
Dietrich, people do not burst into flames spontaneously. And your lending credence to that idea merely serves to reinforce an already deluded notion and only makes our job that much more difficult.
All right, simmer down.
Simmer down. Excuse me.
Lewd behavior, lascivious dancing, flagrant nudity. Yes, sir, we'll be sending someone right over. Yes, myself, if I can swing it. Oh, merchant over on 3rd Avenue complaining about a jiggle joint next to his shop.
Nice.
It's a topless bar, sir.
Thank you.
Just trying to paint a picture with words.
Hey, you and Harris.
Yes, sir. Sergeant Harris, let's get it on.
What? I'm going downstairs to see if I got something dry in my locker. And I thought we were going to get some heat up here.
So did I.
Yo, well, we got to do something, Bart. I mean, it's bad enough we got to be working at night, but at least we deserve not to freeze to death while we're doing it.
He's right, you know, Bart. Well, I mean, maybe we ought to just stop rolling over. You know, stop answering calls, stop helping other people until we can get some consideration
Harris,
for ourselves.
Harris, there is an energy crisis. There are conservation restrictions. For the time being, we just have to bite the bullet, do the best.
Which reminds me, sir, I put it in your office.
What's that?
The heater you asked for.
Thank you, Leather.
Plugged in and ready to go, sir.
Thank you, Leather. Thank
my
you.
Pleasure.
I'll be in my office.
No kidding.
You guys got any iced tea around here?
What do you want to do, drink it or sit in it?
Sure, make jokes. You don't know what it's like. Never knowing whether you're going to wake up a person or a pile of soot. I mean, you can never make plans.
Occupation.
Are you kidding? Who's going to hire a flamer like me?
Employed. Home address?
520 East 19th. But I'm never there. Pretty much live at the bathhouse over on Canal.
Oh, yeah?
I sleep in mud.
Hey, look, it's none of my business. But don't you think that you're going to an awful lot of trouble for something that's just in your head?
I've been evicted 5 times in 2 years because my apartment caught fire. Is that in my head? I take the subway, somebody's times goes up in smoke. I walk into a department store, the sprinkler system turns on. What do you call that?
Coincidence?
Get out of here.
Okay, ladies, you want to step in here, please? I'll be right with you.
Come on, shake a leg.
Well, don't get them started.
Hey, I don't do requests.
What you got here?
It's a couple of dancers from the club Aphrodite Bop and Grope.
Sir, this is the complainant, Ivan Kessler, Kessler's new and used books. This is Captain Miller.
Fiddles!
How do you do?
Bart?
Excuse me.
This is Miss Teresa Tasco and Stephanie Wolf. They're members of the Bolshoi Bump and Grind.
A genuine pleasure, I'm sure, Captain.
Miss Tasco is the artistic director and also the manager of the club.
Aside from my obvious physical qualities, I also have a flair for the administrative.
When we got there, the chairperson of the board was gyrating from table to table, enticing the stockholders to stuff dollar bills down her portfolio.
You should see them convulsing, naked and shamelessly to the beat of white and barbaric rhythms.
Wasn't exactly the hokey pokey, sir.
They're also serving alcohol to minors.
They're intoxicating the mind of young people with liquor and smut.
I take it you're lodging a complaint?
All these dens of iniquity must be wiped from the face of the earth.
A simple yes will do.
Mr. Kessler, you want to have a seat over there at Sergeant Harris's desk?
Oh, thanks, Barn.
Miss Tusco, if you'll go with Officer Levitt, and Miss Wolf.
I'll take it.
He's one of us.
All right, Senorita, empty your pockets and put your valuables on a desk.
You'd like that, wouldn't you, Poco?
In my shop, I keep all the great masterpieces of literature. The Brothers Karamazov, War and Peace, Moby Dick. And you know what they come and asking for nowadays? Scruples. Cruel shoes. What are cruel shoes?
You know, I can really relate to how you feel.
Huh?
Well, I mean, I do have some personal interest in the current trends in literature. What with my first novel coming out and all. Kind of caught you off guard, huh?
Here you go.
Thanks. I need this to keep awake.
Why, you getting bored here?
No, I'm just tired. I've been up the last few nights cramming.
I never heard a call that before.
I'm a student. I'm going for my master's at Columbia.
You're taking phys ed?
Cultural anthropology.
Really? That's funny because that's sort of a hobby of mine.
No kidding.
Particularly fascinated by the mating and courtship rituals of primitive cultures.
Yeah?
Yeah. Like, take your Borneo tribesmen, for example.
Okay.
When a young eligible lady wants to encourage a prospective suitor, she invites him to lay his head on her lap while she very delicately plucks his eyebrow hairs with a pair of ritualistic brass tweezers.
Right.
You think these need a trim?
Barn.
I took Yagle for priors. He's clean. I'm going to fill out a report and send it to Bellevue.
Look, I didn't ask Levitt. All I said to him was, if you can find a few heaters laying around...
Barn, there's no reason everybody should freeze.
Here.
It's just that I can see where, you know, what I said about biting the bullet might appear...
Hypocritical? No.
I'm sure you meant it when you said it. Yeah?
It's quite balmy in here, sir.
What is it, Levitt?
Excuse me, Barn, I'll get out of your way.
Just got off the phone with the state liquor authority. Now that strip joint? It's owned by the government.
Ours?
Well, all I know is they gave me a referral number for the Department of Energy office in New York. I left a message.
Department of Energy?
Well, don't worry, sir. I didn't mention the heater.
Oh, God. It's starting.
Oh, yeah?
Do something. Get me out of here.
I'm not empowered.
I'm getting hot. Ah! Hey! I think I'm starting to boil.
Put a lid on it.
Very funny.
What the hell is going on?
Get me ice. I need ice.
What?
Sir, he wants ice.
This is it.
Come, boy.
Where?
Hey!
Levitt?
Yes, sir.
Get him ice.
Cubes are crushed.
Whatever.
Here we go. Sorry, I didn't mean to flare up like that.
Okay.
Miss Tosca, you were smoking, weren't you?
What do you think I do? Smoke over here, flick my ashes over there? I'm not that motivated.
Harris?
Mm-mm. Maybe it was a spark from your heater. Or maybe not.
Sir, best I can do.
Snow cones?
Can I apply to the gentleman?
He looks like he's cooled down enough.
I'll put him on ice.
There are many places where nudity and the exhibition of the female body are not only considered respectable, but are even revered.
My place, for one.
Can I help you?
I'm Neil Spencer, Department of Energy.
Oh, spot check?
Hey, Neil!
Hey, what the hell happened? I left you in charge.
Call me irresponsible.
I'm Captain Miller. I'm Neil Spencer, Department of Energy.
Hey, you told me you were with organized crime.
How about that?
I'm a little confused, Mr. Spencer. What is the U.S. government doing owning a topless bar?
Government? What's he talking about?
I wouldn't know. I wasn't informed.
Captain, I think if we could talk in private, I could clarify the situation.
Certainly.
I smell a cover-up!
We're still new. Give us a chance.
Little Levitt, how come you didn't tell me the Department of Energy was coming?
Well, I was in the...
I mean, it's just that I hate it when company drops in unexpectedly.
Just that when I found out, I went right to Captain Miller.
Well, look, in the future, when or if we work together, I'd appreciate it very much if you'd keep me apprised of what you're doing.
Yes, I certainly will.
Fine.
I'm going to the bathroom now.
Thank you.
Keep your post.
You see, earlier this year, we discovered that we had in the department a sort of a counterproductive functionary. An embezzler. Of course, he was apprehended, but not until he had made a number of acquisitions with the money he had taken.
One of which was the Club Aphrodite.
Apparently, he had a weakness for that sort of thing.
Uh-huh.
Well, regardless, after the trial, the department took possession of it. I have been assigned to oversee the operations of the club. To get it out of the red so that we can unload it and recover some of your tax dollars.
I certainly appreciate that.
So, why don't we forget the whole thing?
I'm afraid it's not that simple. There's been a complaint lodged by a citizen.
Just one?
If that citizen insists on proceeding with that complaint, we have no choice but to forward it to the district attorney's office for full prosecution.
Now, that's all I need. As if I don't have enough problems already. Oh, I'm a very busy man. Wet nursing a bunch of sleazy bimbos, picking out costumes, haggling over liquor prices, approving cocktail napkins. Have you ever read the jokes on those things?
Is it true you go into flames just like that?
Yes.
I find that very exciting in a man.
Well?
Kessler, this is Mr. Spencer of the Department of Energy.
Scum!
Yes, well, Mr. Kessler, I want to apologize for this little misunderstanding, but I'm sure we can come to some agreement without any further legal action.
I want all of them behind bars.
I'm afraid Mr. Kessler appears unswayed.
Mr. Kessler, you simply cannot go and arrest the federal government.
Mr. Kessler, what Mr. Spencer is trying to say is that this is a very delicate and uncharted area.
So?
So, in order to proceed in this matter, we would have to issue warrants not only to Mr. Spencer, but to the Secretary of Energy.
Okay, do we?
Okay. Harris, let's issue a warrant to the Secretary of Energy.
Who is...
I knew it this morning.
Look, Mr. Kessler, I'm sure that given time, we could find out who the Secretary of Energy is and issue the proper warrants for the proper government officials, et cetera, et cetera. But, you know, it occurs to me that might not be necessary. Sure. When you stop and consider the past record of the federal government in managing any enterprise of any sort, given a little time, they could put that club out of business without any help from us.
Like Amtrak.
Perfect example. And I'm certain that Mr. Spencer here will see to it that the club is run in a lawful and ethical manner.
We could try that.
What do you say, Mr. Kessler?
All right, I let them off this time.
You won't regret it.
We appreciate your cooperation.
Good night, Captain.
Kessler.
Goodbye, Sergeant. It was such a pleasure having met you.
Let's do it again real soon.
And you just be sure that the club is kept on an up and up. And keep that Hamilton, what's his name, out of there too.
Is that it, Captain? Except for that citation for selling liquor to minors. Oh.
But the ladies can go.
Yeah. Levitt?
Yes, sir.
Turn Miss Tosco loose.
Right.
Miss Wolf, you're free to go as well.
Hey, shake and bake. Take care, huh?
I enjoyed our conversation.
Anytime.
Oh, yeah?
Look, if you ever get the urge to catch my act... Here's my telephone number.
Thanks. Nice touch.
Tosco. Sign here.
Whatever you say, Poco.
Call me that all night, Poco. What is that?
It means, macho.
I thought macho meant macho.
Okay, Echo, let's go.
Getting out.
Bellevue, huh?
No. We're going to give you a desk appearance ticket, and then you're being released on your own recognizance.
Is he kidding?
Nope.
Don't you guys think I'm crazy? Don't you think I need help?
Tell you the truth, Mr. Yackel, I'm not sure whether you need a psychiatrist or an internist.
You can go.
Oh, thanks.
Listen. Good luck on your midterms.
Thank you. You know, I'm pretty busy most of the time.
Oh, that's all right. I understand.
But this Thursday, I've got a seminar. Kinship Rituals of the Samoans, if you'd like to sit in.
Sure, I'd love to. We could pass notes.
Yeah.
Maybe we go have a drink after.
Why not? See you Thursday.
You bring in the tweezers? You think you're hot?
Next, a search for talented kids for the Alan Brady Show turns the Petrie's living room into Audition Central. Dick Van Dyke's two young children appear along with Barry Livingston, Ernie from My Three Sons. Next on TV Land.